I want to thank the Parnosim of the month. The Hirschquick family, the Ilui Nishmas Moshe ben Yehuda Leib, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah, and Chaim and Daniela Wieder, and Schus for Rafu Shlema for Daniela Tzipor Bazdina, Simcha Nachas and Bracha. Okay. Bayom Dakecha, Kedusha Sa'achila. Kedusha Sa'achila. From page Lama Gimel, Ois Gimel, on page Lama Gimel, Ois Gimel. We just started that paragraph. Let's review it for a second. Omna Makavon Ha'ikar is he. Shebizman Shodem Nenem Ha'ochel. We're talking about Kavonis Pshutis that a person can have and that we could begin to work on when we're eating to make eating a time of Aliyah, a time of Kedusha. HaKavona hi karis hi shebizman she'odem nena me'ochel yargish eich she'atanuk shu'u margish hu be'etzem tanuk me'or eloki. The Ikka Kavona when a person is eating is that not that he shouldn't have any pleasure from the achila, although there is an avoda to refrain a little bit and to cut down a little bit. In our times, it's not like it used to be. That's not the main avoda now. The main avoda is that a person should try to remember that tanuk and to feel that tanuk that he's having, that pleasure that he has eating, is b'etzem a tanuk mi'ha'or eloki. It's a tanuk mi'ha'or eloki. That's what the food is, and that's where it comes from, and that's the koach of elokus. That's mechay. That's mahavid. It means translating in his mind for a second to have that thought that this pleasure of eating, and this has to do with other pleasures as well, but especially when it comes to eating, that this Tanaka Gashmi, he should translate it L'Or Eloki. Lahagish Ech HaTanuk HaGashmi, and to feel how this physical Tanuk, Hu Ha'Or Eloki, that the physical pleasure is itself the Or Eloki. Elishu Malubash Patam Gashmi. It's enclosed in the physical taste of the food. Ki Atam Shamargish Bachiloso, Hu Ba'atzma HaTanuk Me'or. Because the Or of Elokus is actually mislabish in the taste of the food. And that taste of the food, me Tanuk Me'or. Lo Shekachu HaGoshes HaOr Atzmo. Lo Shekachu HaGoshes HaOr Atzmo. Ela shekach murgash ha'or eloki kashu hu metzumtzum u melubash belovush gashmi. This means elokus is a physical taste. It means that the elokus is mislabesh, it's metzumtzum, it's concealed and it's hidden, and it's melubash, it's enclosed in this levush gashmi, in this physical levush. U'bezah tanug lo yigashim, u'bezah tanug lo yigashim. So then normally, when a pleasure is detached from elokus, when it's just indulging in that physical pleasure, normally when that happens, the physical pleasure brings a person further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes that person to somebody who's more magusha. But when a person has this thought and he remembers that this is the Or HaLoki that's melubish that's enclosed in the tanuk. It has the opposite effect. Thank you. It has the opposite effect. Kashu mitzumtzum lubash lubash kashmi. B'zeh tanug lo yigashem osa. Elo hepach. So here the tanug, the pleasure that the person has in eating, has the opposite effect. Elo hepach. Yizakech osa. It refines him. It refines him. Kikishamevin sha'atama gashmi hu ba'atzmo oruchni. Because when the person remembers that the tam, the physical taste, is itself or ruchni. As I'm yad kishamagish is a tanug, then right away when he feels this tanug, yad es machshavta lizrakes bor haruchni shabatanug, he immediately inclines his thoughts to concentrate and to remember that this tanug is an or ruchni. Vyisrakes lahagish bachiloso is a hor eloki shabamachal, and tries to feel that or eloki in the food, ulachnisa bedvekus bezoch navsha. When a person feels this, it takes time to work on this, but Yochel lahagir l'slatus atzuma. It could bring him to a tremendous eslavus. Mirov hadvekas, next page. She yotzes lemehanos amachal. From the tremendous dvekas b'Hashem that he feels as a result of the pleasure of eating. Kibetzam hanos amachal magish is erloki. That because of this eating and this hana that he has, he's able to feel the erloki v'nidbak v'bar yisbarach. And that brings him closer to Hashem instead of further away. In Memches, footnote Memches, v'mishal hashor el shalachar zuramos. So the obvious question, and it's something we're all thinking about, is that this doesn't feel completely honest. V'mishal hashor shalachar zuramos. This is a little bit of, it seems to be dishonest. What is the person enjoying more? Is he enjoying the piece of food, or is he enjoying the elokus? It seems to be Ramos. Because sof hunena hanogashmis. Sof, he's having physical pleasure. He enjoys eating. So this is the question that everybody has when it comes to achila. She'elos on avas mitoch shemachalik ben hagashmis leruchnis. Kilo heim shnei dvarim. The reason for this question is because the person is dividing, is separating between Gashmias and Ruchnias. Kilo heim shnei dvarim. Kilo, the Gashmias and the Ruchnias are two separate worlds. Velohi, and that's not true. We're learning that in the Shabbos Chabur, the Lam Tes Melachas. Velohi, these are not two separate worlds, Gashmias and Ruchnias. El ha-gashmiyus, he lavush l'ruchniyus. The gashmiyus is lavush, it's a garment for the ruchniyus. U'kamoy she'odom nogeh be'beged chaveiro. This is the Tanya speaks about this, that when one is embracing another, when you're giving your friend a hug, you're holding his garments. You're touching his clothing. You're not touching him. You're touching his clothing, his coat. But the person himself is enclosed in that. When you're embracing the person's coat, no one says, like, "What do you have with my coat? Like, why is there some strong feeling you're a person that." And you like coats so much that you go around hugging coats? That's absurd. The coat is a lavush for the person, and you try it, and the closest you can get to the person is you're hugging the person who's enclosed in the coat. But you're hugging the person; you're not hugging the coat. So it's the same thing. Kamesh adam nageh bebeged chaveiro zenechshav amurgash kilo naga begufo mamish kach kashenena hanogashmis. It's because we're so used to thinking of these as two separate worlds. There's Ruchnius and Gashmius. But the truth is, Kashanena Hanog Gashmius, that when you're having this Hanog Gashmius, if you remember that when you're eating it, that pleasure of hugging the food, so to speak, of enjoying the food, of having that tonic from the food, is that inside of that food is the king, is Melech Malachim Melachim. He's wrapped up in that food. And the enjoyment that you have from that food is an enjoyment that you have from the Eloki that's enclosed in that. Obviously, it's much harder than the mashal of hugging your friend. Kashenena hano gashmis, asay hano azu atzma hagashmis, hi levush lo haruchni shebesocha. That hano that you're having from the gashmis of the food is a levush, is a garment. And inside the garment is melech malchei hamelachim. And therefore, what a person needs to do is for a second to shift the thoughts to think about that pnimius of what this really is. It's not something else; it's the thing itself. And translate this to understand. That is the Tanuk HaRuchni, that's Elokus, that's Mislabish and Gashmis. It's not something else, it's the Elokus that's Mislabish and the Gashmis. back on top. And there are two drachim, there are two ways. How in one's mind to transform as a tanuk hagashmi lahagosha v'lakus. There are two mahalchim of how to do this in one's mind, to take that tanuk hagashmi and to transform it into hagosha v'lakus. There are two mahalchim. Haderech harishayna himimata lamala. The first derech is mimata lamala, from below to above. V'hi. Sheyaschil ba'achila. Here the person begins with the physical act of eating. He begins to eat, ubaragoshes atam va'atanuk, and he begins to feel the pleasure of the taste of the tanuk of that food. Va'oz, so that's the first thing he does. He's not in a place of ruchnius of elikus before eating. He makes the bracha. That itself should be, of course, a Pesach into the ruchnius. But he begins eating with the pleasure that he feels of the food. Va'oz, and then the second shlav, is yitargem b'dayto b'machshava chazaka. Then, with a very strong moment of concentration, he translates this pleasure, b'hargosha shezeh hatanuk shani margish, this pleasure that I'm feeling right now, hagashmi shabo hiklum. The inyan here is not the gashmias. It's hugging Melech Malchei HaMelachim. It's eating the elokus. Elushu be'etzem or Hashem is baruch melubash. Be'etzem is the light of Hashem is baruch that's melubash, that's enclosed in this food. So this after he begins to eat, and he begins to feel that or of the tam, the taste of the food, to translate that taste into elokus, into ruchnias. This requires a strong makshava, because it's very tempting to just get lost in that hana that you're having from the food. So to be able to stop there, that's why the Sfarim HaKadoshim, especially there's a whole sefer Shulchan Atar from Rabbi Arala. The whole Shulchan Atar is avoided in this makshava of how to pause, how to be able to stop for that moment in the gashmias of that tanug, and to be able to stay focused on the ruchnias. The person has to work hard at that. And to take a moment or two, yarach doesn't mean to sit there staring at your French fries for half hour. This is v'yarach lizbayne b'zeh, to take a moment or two, and to think about this. Lahargish ezeh, aydei koach machshavto. And to feel this through the koch of that machshava. But that's the first derech. But derech hashnia, so that's called mimata lamala. That's you're beginning with the gashmias. You're beginning at the bottom of the ladder, at the mutzav arza. Eating, as we learned, the Zohar Kodesh says, is a time of milchama, and the milchama is to be able to climb from a course, mundane act of eating to a Rosh HaMegiya Shemaima, to an experience of Dveikus Bashem. And this is the Mahalach of beginning at the bottom of the ladder and working one's way up. V'aderech HaShnia, the second derech, is Mimala Lamata, is from above to below. V'hi Shebetchila. Here's a person who sits down in a different way. And there are tefillas, and there are things that a person can say to make hachanis when it comes to eating. There are hachanis to prepare. Shebetchila, koidem shemachnis es hamachal lepiv, before making the bracha, and before putting the food into his mouth. This person approaches the table like a mizbeach, the shulchan like a mizbeach, and the act of eating is a holy act of a karbon. And betchila, he has this machshava. Shebetchila, koidem shemachnis as a machal apir, before he puts the food into his mouth. He is bainain, to be misbainain, to concentrate. Ech shashem is bochum akar kol ha'ar vachias. So this before any tanig at all. He makes a hachana, this is mimala lamata, he makes a hachana to remember and to concentrate how Hashem is Baruch is the makar of all the of all or of all light and all chiyus, all light and all life. Vein od milvado. Ein od milvado, there is nothing, everything is Hashem. Vaz yitzayir la'atzmo. And then the person should try to imagine in his mind. Be'ene rucho. Ech shahamatzel shalach lo b'chazda or v'chiyus. To imagine how HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this very moment is sending you with his love or v'chiyus. Or v'chiyus, light and life. V'yitzayir ech ha'or v'hatanug. And to try to be mitzayer in his mind, to think and to imagine in his mind how this light and this pleasure that he's about to experience through the act of eating is mislabesh in this food that is in front of him. And with that machshava, so he's in that place in his mind, and with that machshava, he puts the food into, he makes the bracha, and he puts the food into his mouth. He makes the bracha slowly and carefully, and he puts the food into his mouth. V'yismaked lahargish es ha'or, and he stays focused to feel this or, this light, shetomun b'tam shemargish, that's contained in the food that he's eating. If you look at footnote nun, and this we see in the Sfarim. In the Sfarim, the food that the person is eating, he's actually able to imagine. And this is one of the targilim, one of the exercises that the person can use with imagination, with his thoughts, is that he's actually eating the oisias, he's eating letters of Hashem's name. This is found in the Svarim. And for a moment to imagine Shemus of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and Elokim and other Shemus, Shin Dalad Yud, different Shemus of Hashem. And if the person is more familiar with other Shemus, to imagine oisias, to think of the food as oisias of Hashem's names. Because Adam Chaykach, this is a Madrega, when a person lives this way, then it's much easier for him to give his hanos, his physical pleasure, over to this mahalach, to this or, and chiyus of Hashem. Leman kveid Hashem is bar. Leman kveid Hashem is bar. Ki kashamake bebirur, because when the person recognizes and it's clear to him, that all pleasures, not just eating, but that all pleasures, him or Hashem is baruch, as I poshut etzlo she'or Hashem is baruch atzmo, b'kiyum ritzono odif mahanitzai shabana, then that or of Hashem becomes infinitely more important to him than that spark of pleasure that he feels in the physical pleasure of eating. The or becomes the most important thing to him, more important than the physical pleasure. And one of the ways that the Sfarim talk about strengthening one's ability to do this is by not indulging in that food that you're eating, to hold back a little bit, to eat slowly. To eat slowly, not to gulp it down. That achila should be with care and with patience, and to get used to not necessarily eating the entire thing, to eat a little bit less than you feel like eating, and so on. And to stop in the middle of the achila. To stop and to pause for a little bit in the middle of the achila. Because the nature of a person when he's toiveo, when he's drowning in the hanogashmas, is that just to go on eating and eating. But if the person pauses, even though he feels that he wants to enjoy more of this and to have more of this, if he pauses a little bit, it helps a tremendous amount with these machshavas. Back on top. B'chol zman hachila, and during the entire time of eating, Yechaber b'machshav tos ha-tanug im mekaroi. He connects in his mind this tanug with the makar, with the source of where this pleasure comes from. And it's hard to do that. It's hard to do that while you're eating. So a good time to do that is while to stop a little bit or to sit up, not to be leaning over, to sit up, to maybe while you're chewing, to think about it a little bit, or to stop a little bit of eating and to think about it. And it's important to sit up straight. That itself is the tzaddikim that they always eat in such a way that they don't lean over to the food. That the nefesh elokis is in charge. When the nefesh elokis is in charge, then the person is upright. The behema lives its life facing the earth, and the human being lives his life in such a way of facing a higher reality. So it's important that during the time of eating, that the person sits up a little bit, stops, pauses in the eating, and sits up and thinks. Yitzar la'atzem shuv v'shuv, and to think again and again. This will also be very, very helpful in not being interested in if you're with other people who are talking about things that you shouldn't be involved in. It'll help you to be removed, and it'll also help you to lose a couple of friends along the way. And to think shuv v'shuv, again and again, that Hashem is sending me a tanug ruchni. And that the king, the Melech Malchem Lochem, Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite one himself, is enclosed in this tanuk, in this pleasure that I'm feeling right now by chewing this food. And what I'm feeling, this tanuk is margish oso. I'm feeling elokus. I'm feeling Hashem is Baruch. Umisanigalov. Again, it's not something which is separate, and I'm enjoying that feeling. That taste is an enjoyment of that or and chiyus of elokus. The arba, this takes time to begin to work on this. The arba kefik kalcha umadregoso, and to try to increase this and to use this more. Each person kefik kalcha umadregoso, his koch and his madrega. Liskoa chazak es machshavta. To strengthen this machshava by Hashem is Baruch. V'lahachnis oiso v'esaro hanifla. Liyo sa'ika b'achila. That over time, that this machshava and this hargosha should become the ikar of one's eating. U'b'chol hargosha stam, and with every taste of the food, yal b'machshav t'shuv el makar. Over time, the person is able, with every taste, he's able to ascend shuv el makar, to return to the makar of the food. Ad shelibo yishoited rak v'lokus beis ha'achila. To the point that the person's heart is yishoited rak v'lokus beis ha'achila. It's rak v'lokus. It's completely in elokus at the time that he's eating. Nun Aleph, look at the note, Nun Aleph. So there are many, many methods of hezbonenus in this, of meditation. Ika kavanas harizal varashash b'achila, heim ba'is Aleph. In the Kisve Hari and the Rashash, when they talk about the kavanas of eating, of achila, the ika kavana is the letter Aleph. So it's easy to concentrate, to have thoughts of the letter Aleph. Shemar Rishah Kol Zerak Alufa Shel Olam. And to imagine the letter Aleph, which is Alufa Shel Olam. And not only that, but as you all know, V'nei Ois Aleph, the letter Aleph, is B'nuya Miyud Elyon V'yud Tachton V'oz Vav B'emtza. The letter Aleph is that Ois, that letter, that is clearest as far as making this connection between above and below, between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. The Lamala Lamata, the Lamata Mimata Lamala. Because that's how the letter Aleph is shaped. It has the Yud on top and the Yud on the bottom and the Vav that connects, which of course is 26, the 10 and the 6 is 26. But the yud on top and the yud on the bottom is alufa shel olam. That's the meaning of a pella elyon, the pella of connecting gashmis and ruchnias. The higher yud on top in the letter aleph of a sefer Torah, in the ksav of a sefer Torah, of a ksav ashuris, the higher yud is the oil of elokus. The lower yud is Hashem's presence in this world, in the that's mislabish and gashmis. And the vav is the ability to make that connection, the vav, which means a hook or a connection. The vav is that ability to draw down from the higher yud and to connect it to the lower yud, from above to below. That's the ois aleph. V'anish Hashem is baruch hu ha'elyon. Hashem is baruch is ha'elyon, is above. V'anivru hu ha'tachton. And the nivra, the food, the person, this physical reality, and to think of the vav, when you think of the aleph, you're thinking of that you're thinking that you're drawing into this act of eating, you're drawing or you're revealing, you're being megala the higher yud, and through the vav, which gives the person the ability to pull down, like a vav, like you're pulling down with a hook, to pull down the higher yud into the lower yud of the yid of a person. And that you're drawing your chiyus from a higher place. That you're pulling down, you're being mamshech, that or of elokus from a higher place into a lower place, from the bayre into the nivra. And that's the letter aleph. Derech hu b'koach ha'oyis vav. By way of, and with the koach of the letter vav, what is Vav? Vav is Teferis. Vav is the Torah Kadosh. Shiachibur ben Habar l'Nivra. The whole chiddush of Maimon HaSinai is that Elyonim Yordu L'mata V'tachtonim Olu L'mayla, is that there's this chibur, a connection between heaven and earth. Before Maimon HaSinai, before Shavuos, it appeared to the world Kilu, these were two separate domains. There was the domain of Shemaim, of Ruchnis, and there was the domain of Gashmis. And there's a physical world, and the two of them were separated. The whole chiddush of Maimon HaSinai is Vayered Hashem al HaSinai, Vayal Moshe, and Vayered Hashem. The whole chiddush of Maimon HaSinai is of the Torah is that the Baruch Shalom reaches down to the Nivra, and the Nivra has the ability to reach up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that they can meet. And that is the Hezbonus, the Machshava of the letter Aleph, to the Yud above and the Yud below, and the Vav, which is the Torah. The vav that connects. It's through Torah that we're able to make this chibur, this connection between Shemayim and Aretz. Zu kavana hashava l'kol nefesh. Everybody could have this kavana of the letter Aleph. Even if it's hard to think of Shemus of Hashem, but certainly every person can have a machshava of the letter Aleph. L'kavin ech sha'ani ha'nivr l'mata, and to have this kavana with the letter Aleph. Here I am. I'm a nivra milamata. I'm something that was created by Hashem. I'm a nivra, down here in this world. But I'm yonik chiyus v'tanug mahabari. But I'm able to draw chiyus and tanug from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the bayre. V'yargish eich ha'ochel, and he's able to feel how the food or befrat ha'tanug shaboy. And the pleasure that he feels in eating, heim or eloki, is an or of elokus, a light of elokus, hanishtoch lo milamala, that was sent to him, that was given to him as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hanishtoch lo milamala. And this is a relatively simple machshava that a person can have to be mizbainin before he eats, when he's eating, to have this machshava.
Is this aleph connected because achila starts with the letter aleph?
That's for sure. That's for sure part of it. Ochel and achila is the letter aleph. Hey, hatanug aruchni hoyreg is hatayves agashmis. It's hatayves agashmis. So ikka derech lenatzeach es hatayves. And the Ikka HaDerech to be Menatzeach, the Taivas, again, we're talking about this in the Lama Tess, Malachas Chabur, that our Ikka HaVayda now is not to try to remember Vatal Gashmias. We're not really on Madrega when it comes to this Avoda of Bitla Gashmias. even though you read it in a lot of Svarim and talk a lot about, especially in the Musa Svarim, to be mevatel the hanor that a person has in Gashmius, that the Ikra Avodah before Mashiach comes is not in Bitla Gashmius, it's in, as we're learning in Lama Tes Meloch, it's not the Inav Aliyas HaOlamis, is the Ikra is to be Megala Elokus and to strengthen the awareness of Elokus. And through strengthening that connection to Elokus and the awareness of Elokus, Mimela the Taiva Agashmis becomes much less significant. The physical Taiva becomes less important. So you got Derech L'Natzeach as a Taiva. This is the main Mahalach, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the Talmid Baal Shem spoke so much about, that the Ikka Derech of being Menatzeach Taivas, of defeating the Taivas, of being Menatzeach, is lihikonis le tanugim ruchnim, is by entering into tanugim ruchnim. Tanugim ruchnim. And this is something we talk about all the time. It's the same thing when it comes to teaching. Those rebellion, those teachers that they're still talking to the kids day and night about how this is disgusting, these Taivas are disgusting, you shouldn't have these Taivas. Every time they're saying you shouldn't have these Taivas, the kid's saying, I have these Taivas. And the more you talk about you shouldn't have these taivas, the more I'm thinking about having these taivas. And what the teachers, what the rebbeim of Tavshin Pei Aleph need to be doing is exposing the children from the youngest age to taivas of ruchnias. To taivas of ruchnias. When you're enjoying a taiva in ruchnias, so mimela the taiva in gashmias is not something which is taking over your life. But that means that the teacher and the Rebbe has to be able to give over to the child a taiva for Elokus. A taiva for Ruchnis, a taiva for Ruchnis. So that could happen even if there's a fantastic Rebbe who's teaching a Blat Gemara in such an exciting and engaging way that the learning itself, even in Nigla, that the learning of the piece of Gemara is so engaging, it's so exciting, it takes you to a place of a tanug and ruchnias, and mimela during the tanug, you're having that tanug of learning a beautiful blat gemara, that there's such an or of Torah, there's such an or of ruchnias that mimonav shach, you're not in a place of gashmias, because the or of that tanug of the blat gemara is so powerful that it takes over. It takes over the machshavos of Gashmi. So during the time of this year, if the Rebbe is very, very good, and he's very clear, and he's very, and the limud is very exciting, and the guys are into it, that itself is a tremendous to'elis. It usually does not work after the shiur is finished, such a thing. It doesn't work after the shiur, but certainly during the time it can, but it's very hard to draw that into his life. He has to work on drawing that into his life. But during the time of the shiur, if there's a tremendous hanor and ruchnius, or the person's davening is very gishmak, if even from an early age a child is exposed to the ur of davening and the tanig of davening, so then davening is not a time of the Eitz Sahara. Davening is a time of where the person is indulging in the Ur of Ruchnias. You know. Like Rabbi Nachman spoke about fressing on some Kapitlach Tehillim. To fress on Kapitlach Tehillim. What does it mean to fress? Like when the Kedushas Levi would come back after Yom Kippur, right after Nila, and everybody else was running to go to have their coffee and their Danish, and he says, "Oh, am I hungry? I am so hungry." And remember what he would do? When he came back, he would begin to learn Masech the Sukkah. He didn't eat. The B'dishu fasted afterwards. Also, the next day he also fasted. So he would say, "Oh, am I hungry?" And he would start to Masech the Sukkah. So Madrega, the fresh on Ruchnias, to be a person who's completely in that world of Ruchnias. So then Mimelo, the Taiva Gashmis becomes insignificant. This is the Ikra Avaida of Derech HaBaal Shem Tov, is to strengthen one's pleasure when it comes to Ruchnias. And if your pleasure in ruchnias, in learning, in davening, in a mitzvah, and a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the stronger that is, then the less you become, the less crazy you are about the gashmius. That's just the mitzvahs of a person. When the guys go off to learning yeshiva, and you remove them a little bit from the setting that they're in with all of the gashmius that they're used to indulging in for all of the years growing up, and you put them at the strong place of ruchnius, of learning and of growing in Yiddishkeit. So then the natural mitzvahs is that they become less meshuga with the taivas gashmius. That's just how. That's when you strengthen one, the other one becomes weaker. That's all. So that's the ikederach of the Baal Shem Tov. It's not to defeat the gashmius by getting rid of the gashmius, no gashmius, anti gashmius, which is mostly what the kids are hearing growing up in school. That's not for our times. That's usually there are individuals that could succeed like that. For the most part, it doesn't work anymore. Lenatzeach es ha-taivas. How to defeat this taiva. This taiva is disgusting. This is terrible. I have to stop this. I can't do this. I can't. It could a little bit. Sometimes it could help. A person certainly has to use that, and has to. If something chalila bad is going to happen, you have to try very hard. But as a way of life, it's not a way of life. In an emergency, you're in a situation. At the moment, you have to do whatever you can to fight against that klipa. But as a way of life, the ikra avoda is a way of life, and our learning and our avoda is to strengthen our connection to ruchnius. So ikra adarach lanatzeach es ha-taivas. Lihikonis latanugim ruchnium. Is lihikonis latanugim ruchnium. That's the connection between netzach and hoyd. The way to be menatzeach is by entering deeply into the hoyd, into the splendor of Elokus. That's the ikur mahalach of, and that's why netzach and hoda are shouldn't be separated. Because the ikur way of being menatzeach is through hoyd. Lihikonis letanugim ruchniim lis'aneg al Hashem Yisbarach. Lis'aneg al Hashem Yisbarach. The more a person enters into this avodah shalis anegel Hashem, which is how the Maseil Shasharim begins, the more a person enters into this avodah lis anegel Hashem, uvishal shu oichel ma'adanim, when he's eating some good food, who nichnas ba'amkus gedayla, he tries to enter into the machshava ba'amkus gedayla in a deep way. Lis aneg latanug haruchni ba'Hashem Yisbarach. And so this Tanug of Ruchnius that we're talking about in the Aleph, the Mimela Nidchim Hatanug Magash. Mimela, he doesn't get lost in the Tanug, in the coarseness of that physical pleasure, and that eating doesn't make him into somebody who's further from Hashem. The eating makes him to a person who's closer to Hashem. Stam, if you're indulging in the physical pleasure of eating, it brings you further away from Hashem. But when eating becomes an opportunity for Avodas Hashem, it's not a break from one's Avodas Hashem. It's an opportunity with Mizdabik Bakadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a vacation from Elokus. There's no vacation from Elokus. There's no such thing as a vacation from Elokus. When a person uses it as an opportunity of Dveikus Bashem, so Mimela the Tanugam Gashmi become refined. Nidochem. And the physical act of eating makes a person to somebody who's more refined, not less refined, which that's what eating usually does. Stam, when you eat, it makes you into somebody who's more like the cow that you're eating than a person that's eating. It makes you more into the steak than the person who's eating the steak. That's what eating does. But in this way, when eating is an act of avodas Hashem. And that is what that's the major shift that we have to make in our minds. That eating is an act of Avodas Hashem. Same way I was talking about a vacation, when people go on a vacation, it's going to be the summer soon, when people go on a vacation, everything in our lives is we have to change our way of thinking of the whole lotion of vacation and what it from the time that we're kids, what vacation means to us. growing up. Maturing means to shift in one's mind over to a whole different way of life, a different way of thinking. B'chol drechecha de'eyu. B'chol drechecha de'eyu means, it's not just a nice thing to read in the Svarim. B'chol drechecha de'eyu. In all of one's ways, and to make the shift in a person's way of thinking, that there's no inyan of being away from Hashem, of taking a vacation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing. And when a person is relaxing and resting, many people when they rest or they relax, they rest and they relax in things that are not good for them. Without going into pratim, they read. They could read things that are not good for them. That's their way of relaxing, to relax in things that are. The hepech of Elokus. But when a person's entire life is an ongoing melach of avodas Hashem, so then relaxing itself is a time of dveikus. Not the way the person thinks. Ah, this is hard for me. I don't want to work this hard. This dveikus business, this Rabban Shalom thing, it takes a lot of work, and I'm going to take a break now. Because if your way of relaxing is taking a break from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no telling where your vacation is going to bring you. The vacation can take you all the way to Dubai, if that's what it means, you understand? There's no telling where your vacation is going to take you. I'm only using that as a marshal of getting far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only reason there could be such crazy vacations is because vacation is understood as being a time to be away from Hashem. But in order that people shouldn't feel guilty, they'll make sure that the famous guest speaker comes along and the good musician. But the Indian of a vacation in our minds is, I'm off from God. I'm just taking some time off from my responsibilities. I don't have to deal with my boss. I got different bosses. One of them is the boss in the office, and the other is the Rabbi Shalom is my boss. I got some time off from my boss. I got some time off from my bosses. And then you have the husband that he likes to get away on a business trip. Then he doesn't have not his wife, not the office, and not the Rabban Shalom. Three bosses he can eliminate. So, that's a chokhmah, to get three bosses. Not a wife, not the Rabban Shalom, and not the guy in the office. Got rid of all the bosses. And if he has and he's got a little kid that also has a mouth, four or five or six bosses it could already be. So it could be a whole minion of bosses that this guy's gotten rid of while he's floating on his raft on the sand in Dubai. He got rid of listening to Avram Fried's music, you know, or somebody or some nice music. He could be mamish potter from all of his bosses. That's what's considered to be chofesh, liot am chofshi, liot chofshi, to be free. To be free from every shibud of kedusha. That's what it means, a vacation. Every time that a person sits down to eat, he's taking a vacation. When you sit down to eat, you're taking a vacation. A vacation from work, a vacation from concentrating on life. I'll tell you what, why don't you relax with it. I remember growing up watching television, and in those years, back in the early 60s, and even in the 70s, most television was harmless. They weren't showing bad things. It wasn't kedusha, but it wasn't like disgusting things like now. But it struck me how in every single show, every single person in the show was always like, the guys were always holding a glass of schnapps. It's an interesting thing. Like even these nice characters, but a glass of schnapps, they went with a brafman every second. The guy. And they're always holding on to a glass of schnapps. This is, later on it became, of course, much more than a glass of schnapps. But a l'chaim is always a l'chaim. And a person, even if it's a moment of ruchnius, he's standing there ready and poised for his gashmius. It's when a person's entire way of thinking of gashmius is a vacation from Ruchnius. That's exactly what he was talking about. It's making a period between Shemayim and Aretz. Kilu, these are two separate worlds. That's where the whole thought of a vacation comes from. There's no such thing as a vacation. And if hearing that makes you feel tired, no. You have to grow up. There's no such thing as a vacation. No such thing. You know, you meet some cute guy from Borough Park or Williamsburg, so, or Muncie or something, or Monroe, and you meet him up in the mountains during the summer, and he's, you know, he found some getaway or someplace with his wife, and the wife's not dressing the way she does on the avenue, and he's got himself a little alligator, and he's got his payas so tight that they're crushing his head. Normally, when you see him on Bedford Avenue, he's got nice payas, and he's walking around like a Chassidish Yid. Now he's in the mountains, you understand? Now he's already an Andra Yid. He's no longer the Chassid. Now he's on vacation. He's on vacation. Machaya. He's on vacation. And if he could extend his vacation, if his boss wouldn't be such a rasha, then he'd be able to have a longer vacation. A longer vacation. And then the next week he's back in the city and you see the guy standing in the bleachers, you know, with his eyes half closed Friday night, chuckling at some dish, and he's got his shrimal that's 3 feet high, and he's got the city look, he's got the Williamsburg look. And now when he's in the country, and now he has the Catskill look, and he's able to get further away, and he's able to find out when he's on his second phone, not the kosher phone, when he's on the other phone, and he's able to find on the other phone to Google and to find some secret place in the mountains somewhere where he doesn't have to see anybody from the neighborhood, and he could find some secret hiding place, and he's able to even buy himself online with the other phone. He buys himself what's it called? You put a cooler to put the food in, and because he only eats chassidish hechsher, and he takes the food, and they're able to go someplace where he's not going to see a yid. Anywhere he's not going to see a yid. And then he's able to have his vacation. There's no such thing. Not for chassid, not for litvak, and not for svardi. There's no such thing as a vacation. And that, and we were so conditioned growing up. I mean, when I say it wasn't really my parents, that was not a big Indian, the vacation. But especially now with the vacations, wow. You can't just have off from school now. You can't have off from school. If you just have off, and you're not, and your parents don't take you someplace, and the vacation is not a time to be mashkia yourself completely in restaurants and in recreation and in all kinds of pleasures from this world, then that your parents are lo yuslos, and you're deprived, and you might even call this abuse. This could be called abuse. Oh, it could be abuse. It could be abuse to deny your child the expensive vacation. Nowadays might be called abuse. You might be able to contact the police that your parents didn't take you to Orlando for Pesach, and you're being abused by having to eat at home. This is and because of that, this way of thinking has conditioned us to make a separation between these two worlds. There's the world of the yeshiva, there's the world of the Beis HaMedrash, there's the world of back on Woodmere Boulevard or on Reed's Lane or on Bedford Avenue or on 14th Avenue. There's that world of Yiddishkeit, of home, of the yeshiva, of the shul, of the neighborhood. And then there's the other world. And it's the same thing when you're sitting down and eating in your home. There's the world of davening and learning, and then there's the world of eating. Two separate worlds. That's the thing we have to get over. That's not true. It's the same thing when it comes to inyanim, there are other pleasures that a person has in life. That physical intimacy, without being more graphic, that becomes something that's dislodged from Elokus, that's separated from one's connection to Hashem, and then the person can sink to becoming an animal, a behemoth, the lowest animal. It's not just now. I'm not just talking about taking a harmless little vacation with you, you know, up in the mountains. We're talking about, or wherever you go. We're talking now about in the privacy of your own house, becoming an animal, being a behemoth, and acting like a behemoth, mamish. And that there are two separate parts of your life. There's the learning. There's the davening. And then there's the other things of your life, the eating and the other tanugs, the other tanugim of your physical life. And in the physical part of your life, it's mamish, not a Jew. Not a Jew. No kimat, no difference between a Jew and lahavdil. No difference. You could be a yid in the Beis HaMedrash, in davening, and you could go like a Jew, and ben olam chaveru, and you're a nice person, you do good things, and you're all kinds of mitzvahs, and all kinds of chassadim. And in the privacy of your own bedroom, You could be a prosta peasant, a poya, in your own bedroom. And this way of living comes from this vacationing. This way of living comes from perceiving my life as having two separate domains. There was no shavuos that ever happened. The shavuos is also about cheesecake and about an extra hour and a half of learning and then sleeping for the next 2 days. It becomes, shavuos is about vayered Hashem and vayal Moshe. It's about the aleph. That's what it is, aleph. Everything coming together. The yud ha'elyon, the yud ha'tachton, the vav ha'chibur, Torah. It's about Shemayim and Arvitz joining together. That's what shavuos is. That's what it means to be a person of Torah. The two worlds are one world. They're not separate worlds. And all of life, there's no separation. Eating, when you're away on vacation, it's good to go on a vacation. And it's good to eat, and it's good. All of these things are fine. But not as a vacation from Shemayim, but as a time of chibur, of connecting through these machshavos and through his bainus to make this connection between above and below. This chibur. I have to remember to do, if somebody can remind me to do footnote nun beis, we'll start with footnote nun beis. There's Hashem, it's important, very important note. Okay, we'll go down.